Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name is Randall Barrett, and the members of the Middle Tennessee State University Radio Learning Community Tennessee History class that has contributed to this podcast are Chastity Manning, Leslie Dixon, Angel Baggett, Lauren Bates, Eric Cranfield, and myself. This podcast is being made to give you, the listeners, some information about the Trail of Tears and a portion of the routes that the Cherokee Indians traveled on as they moved across Tennessee State and into the Midwest of the United States. The Indians on the Trail of Tears traveled two main routes that intersected here at the modern-day Laverne City Park in Laverne, Tennessee. One route came down what is known as the Old National Highway, while the other passed by the VA Hospital in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and came down the modern-day Jefferson Pike between Murfreesboro and Smyrna, Tennessee. Research has shown that there was a town along this pike that was the county seat at the time. The Indians traveled down this road and came across what is now known as the Smyrna Airport area, which is believed to have belonged to the Moses Ridley family farm at the time, which is now known as the Sam Davis Plantation. This was until the government bought this part of the land and built the Smyrna Airport. Now, even though there is no evidence that both groups, the Old National Highway group and the VA Hospital group of traveling Indians, met here in Laverne at the same time, we do know from research conducted by the Trail of Tears organization that they passed right by here and may have even stopped here because there was a small village at the time. The evidence for this village is a small cemetery located across the west fence of the park that holds members of the Buchanan and Ewan families that were believed to be members of this village. Also inside the park is an old building that looks like it may have been an old cabin that was here during this time. The only other logical response for why the Indians' transport parties took these routes is because research has shown that the government and farmers at the time charged tolls for traveling across their lands and roads. Also, the Stones River and some of the creeks branching off the Stones River were present at this time and probably were a disadvantage since it was the winter season, which would have caused major health problems for the Indians such as trench foot and hypothermia. Once the Indians left the Laverne area, they traveled down what is now known as the Murfreesboro Road into Nashville and then on to the Midwest. We thank you for taking the time to learn about an important part of Tennessee history and the Trail of Tears, and thank you for listening.